In Sierra Leone, a seventh doctor has died of Ebola. He is Dr. Moses Carbo, a retired medical officer who volunteered to fight the spread of the deadly virus. He died at the Hastings Ebola Treatment Center near Freetown on Tuesday. The death was announced as European Union officials warned thousands more health workers are needed to halt and eradicate Ebola. Vytenis Andriukaitis is the EU health commissioner.
The Ebola response is switching from defense to offense. The medical workers are going to meet the disease where it is, in the cities and in the rural communities. The response is following the geography of the virus from top-down treatment model in the capitals and bigger cities to bottom-up model, a fight based on community approach.
In India, a 26-year-old man who recovered from Ebola in Liberia has been placed in isolation at the New Delhi airport after traces of the disease were found in his body. Here in the U.S. on Tuesday, the Minneapolis-based humanitarian organization American Refugee Committee said it's preparing to send a team of medical responders to Liberia. The 11 healthcare workers will include 5 Liberian Americans. And at the White House on Tuesday, President Obama spoke with a number of his advisors about the Ebola crisis, including the U.S. Ebola Response Coordinator, Ron Klain. As the meeting began, Mr. Obama spoke about the outbreak.
As long as the outbreak continues to rage in the 3 countries in West Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, this is still going to be a danger, not just for America, but for the entire world. We are nowhere near out of the woods yet in West Africa. The good news is in parts of Liberia, our efforts, both civilian and military, are really paying dividends. And we are seeing the curve bending so that we are on track with diligence, dealing with the hot spots that may still reemerge to actually get a handle on that disease.
An official of the World Health Organization, Dr. Pierre Formenti, told a news conference in Geneva Tuesday the number of Ebola cases will drop sharply in the new year, but a lot hinges, he says, on the development of rapid diagnostic tests. He called on drug makers to devise such testing. Formenti said these testing kits will be crucial, that is, for the aggressive testing needed to finally declare the outbreak over.
We have missed several chain of transmission that have been going, I would say, in the population, in the community. And we need to find this one to be able to say the outbreak is over. So we will need, in 4 to 6 months from now, to increase the number of laboratory tests to be sure that we are not missing cases.
The WHO hopes to find a test that can give results in 30 minutes and can be easily stored with no need for a power supply or maintenance and no biosafety requirements beyond the usual personal protective equipment worn for treating Ebola patients. Meanwhile, Britain's Queen Elizabeth voiced concerns malaria risk being sidelined by the world focus on Ebola. In an audience with David Heyman, professor of infectious diseases at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the Queen said more people die from malaria every week than from Ebola.